about Valentine's Day, and I never got anything farther than the first word. St. Patrick, whom we honor in March, gets the mythical credit for driving the snakes out of Ireland. No black mambas, dugites, rattlers, anacondas, taipans, puff adders, pit vipers, asps, spitting cobras that spray venom in your eyes, cottonmouths, water moccasins, or crates. How lucky can those Irish people get? Forget the four-leaf clovers. As a child, seeing snakes first behind the glass in the reptile house at the Cleveland Zoo, they seemed curious, as a slightly repulsive, but not threatening to me. It was only sometime later that I heard about deadly. Now we learn that the fear of snakes is primordially built into your brain. Deadly it is. Brings up the question of why God made them in the first place. To escape from boredom, I reckon. There is no other explanation. We know that at their best function, they keep the rodent population down, sparing food crops. They're also providing food for certain mammals, like honey badgers, who love to eat them. Badgers have an immunity to venomous snake bites. I know this from watching a Nova episode, where a snake-eating badger in hot pursuit was bitten on the snout, passed out for 2 hours, then woke up and took off as if nothing had happened, startled the hell out of me. One 12-year-old grandson interested in reptiles has a large pet lizard, so we, daughter-in-law plus two grandchildren, boy and girl, went to the Reptile Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. There we saw 1,000 snakes in plastic boxes and cages interspersed with the baby and adult mice they feed to the snakes. While girl-granddaughter played with those baby mice for what seemed like an interminable pause in our circumambulating among the deadlies and the not-so-deadlies, I just felt nauseous and revolted, but I kept a smile on my face anyway. If you want to be invited back, you never complain. I have other questions about the creator's motives, too. Like, we're not even on the top of the food chain. Deadly viruses, bacteria, and insidious cancer cells are one Ebola to the other. Where could we flourish? Person? Okay, and we're dead. I must admit that I don't spend a lot of time reflecting on questions for which there are no answers, like why this and why that. But snakes? Give me a break. There's a wonderful, terrifying moment in Raiders of the Lost Ark where the hero, played by Harrison Ford, must descend into a cave where the floor is covered with them. Gazing downward, his plaintive remark, snakes. Why'd there have to be snakes? Same question I have. Snakes. Why'd there have to be snakes? On a whitewater rafting trip down the Colorado River, we pulled in for lunch one day, and I heard a strange sound coming from the grass on the riverbank right in front of me. I started to go closer to inspect it, and someone a lot smarter than I am grabbed me, shouting, "That's a rattlesnake." So much for my fabled feminine intuition or intelligence. How do you suppose Noah handled the deadlies? Every creature that boarded the ark must have agreed to put killing on hold for the duration. More mythical magic moments. Why can't humanity do the same thing? We magically agree to stop killing, and bingo, no more war, death penalty, mercy killing, suicides, murder, nada. Humanity just dies of old age by collision in car crashes, by falling off balconies when we're drunk, or other unavoidable ends. But that won't stop the snakes. They'll just keep on swallowing bird eggs and chicks and anything else they can get their mouths around. Except those that work for the government. You know them as the scaly civil serpents, and they cannot be fired.